Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. I'm so excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the line. We actually have 110 individuals on the line. Text somebody, call somebody, tell them that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, the StellarGospelMusic.com is on. If you want to call in and listen, the guest calling number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. You can also go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio, and you can either click on StellarGospelMusic.com or AlfredaLoveShow.com, or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on the radio show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I have a great, great lesson planned for each and every one of us. It's entitled Light and Darkness, and we're talking about the atmosphere and the spiritual realm of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're speaking about those things that God is getting ready to do, and also those things that in the dark that God says will be like the water, and they will resurface because of his goodness and grace. And he says truth shall what? Prevail. That's right. And so we are going to really get into a kind of scientific mode, kind of spiritual tone, so that we can simplify the revelation of God in order to help us propel or to continue to walk to our destiny. God speaks about, before we get started, I have to be obedient, God speaks about, he calls it uproot. He says, any time that God authorizes an uproot, he says, it's to your destiny. He says, and what the devil meant for evil actually turns out for the good. And God calls it spirituality in reverse. There was a song that I came up with about 10 or 12 years ago. It's called Put This Thing in Reverse, and that's what God is doing. He says, now the darkness become the light. He says, and the light remains the light. Amen. And so we are just excited and delighted about what God is going to do. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and, of course, my co-hosts and each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular hour to listen to the revelation of God. We're going to go ahead and get started by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, would this ministry, with this particular session, be something that is edifying and pleasing in your sight and would help each person who's listening on this particular ministry, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and every avenue and platform that you've allowed us to step up on because of your show and because of your ministry. We thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for the revelation of God that continues to speak to and through us so that we can become better for you. Lord, now we put everything that we have in your hands, Lord, and we ask that you utilize it in a way that would uplift and magnify who you are as well as serve the people. Lord, we ask that you diminish us and that you magnify yourself, Heavenly Father, in the lives of each and every person, and help us to be ambassadors and help us to be better for you. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I have a very exciting ministry that God has given unto me to lead you in, to minister with you in, to give you a revelation, and to help us along the way. I want you to do me a favor. For the visual learners, I want you to take out a sheet of paper. Even if you're not a visual learner, or if you are a visual learner and you don't have paper, I'm going to make this as crystal clear as possible. So what we're going to do is we're going to, first of all, get out a sheet of paper, and all I want you to do is write the word light anywhere on the paper and write the word darkness. Now, in this particular activity, I want you to think about, as God is speaking, for darkness, I want you to put blind. And for light, I want you to put see, just S-E-E, and just B-L-I-N-D. And I want you to write down for about 30 seconds all the possibilities that could happen in the light. Things that we take for granted because we have eyes and we can see, but I want you to think of it spiritually. For example, when we talk about the light, when it's light outside, we don't have to turn on our car lights because we're using the light that's already shining, and that's a ministry within itself. So I want you to go ahead and put that one down because that's the only illustration that I'm going to use in order to get us into the lesson today. So I want you to put car, and we're gonna talk about that. Then I want you, after you write about three or four things or advantages of being able to see in the light, I want you to go down to darkness, and I want you to picture yourself as not being able to see. I don't want you to think of it in a spiritual term. I want you to think of it as it's dark. You can't see. It's raining. It's a storm. You can't see. And I want you to write some possibilities of the darkness. For instance, it was dark last night, and so cars had to turn on their lights in order to be able to see. So I want you to put car again, and you're going to see what God is doing. So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. That's all we need. Just three or four on light, the advantages, and three or four things on darkness, what we have to do in order to create light in a dark world. Go. All right. So in the light, okay, most of the time, a lot of people like to carry out things that are positive in the light. For instance, you'll go shopping in the light. You're able to walk freely in the light because you can see all around you. You're more calmer in the light. Even calmer colors, lighter colors, makes you calm. In the darkness, right, if you're walking in the dark, you may stumble. You may fall. The darkness, people correlate that to the emotion of depression, instability, okay? But God utilizes a car in both light and darkness. And this is what God is correlating with us as individuals. He says, in the light, right, while you're driving, you don't turn on, typically you do not turn on your lights, right, in order to see. So you keep your lights off because of the light of the world. But in darkness, right, God says that we turn on our lights when we're driving a car. So the question that God has given is, why can't we turn on our lights in a dark world? God says no matter who's driving the car, it could be a sinner or a saint, he says at night the lights will come on. And this is what God is taking us to. He says he's taking us to a place. He's getting us to the place in this teaching where we will be the light of the world. God says no matter who the driver is, when you think about it, no matter who's driving the car at night, saint, sinner, it doesn't matter who it is, God says those lights come on, right? And God says that not only should we depend on the light that God gives us, or the light that Jesus shines upon us, even in a dark situation, he says, well, we have to take the initiative, and our lights need to come on in this dark world. See, God provides light to the world. And God says it's our opportunity to take advantage of that light. But somehow we slip into darkness. And God says in this darkness, that's where we are supposed to shine our lights. Right? So when we talk about those who don't believe in God, when we talk about those who say there is no God, when you're driving a car, no matter what, you acknowledge that God's darkness is there by turning on your light. And that's what God says. He says it shouldn't just be a scientific thing in which we turn on our light so that we can have light. He says our lights should be on daily. Right? God says, yes, we should depend on him, depend where light is. Right? God says we should depend on him. We should always depend on God to be the light in our life because he is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He says, but in darkness, put initiative. He expects for us to take the initiative and be the light of the world. He says, everybody slips into darkness. He says, but then you come up into the marvelous light. That's what he calls the uproot. He calls the uproot. He says, a plant cannot grow if they're underground, if they're in the darkness. Amen. That's why it starts out as a seed. And God says, as the sun shines on it, as the water, then it grows. It harvests. It's harvest time, y'all. That's what God is saying. He's showing us this. He says, yes, there is light. Right? There is light. He says, but in this particular light, he says, that's the light that he's given. He says, depend on me. Depend on God. He says, but in this darkness, we're going to have to take the initiative. And then somehow those two, just like electron and proton, those two are going to have to meet up, light and darkness, and the light is going to have to overshadow. If you think about Genesis 1, 4 through 5, we all know the importance of light in the physical realm of life. And we must remember when we're reading that God said, let there be light, and there was. And that's in Genesis 1 and 3. Then God saw that light, it was good, and he divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's Genesis 1, 4 through 5. But you must remember, and God saw that light, and he said that light was good. He didn't say anything about the darkness was good. So on light, put good. So if the light is just good, then the darkness has to be the opposite. We dealing with antonyms now, okay? And so if the light is good, then bad things happen in darkness. That's whether you are living in darkness. That's whether it's darkness in the earth. That's when all the cowards come out, when it's dark. See? So the good and the bad, right? And so God says that in this part, in this darkness, God says we have to be the light. We have to take the initiative. God says he's going to be the light of the world regardless. He says, and he calls the light good. He says, but every time you drive a car, no matter who you are, sinner, saint, whatever, you turn on your lights. You turn on your lights, and there's not one person who doesn't. We turn on our lights so that we can see. And that's how our lives should be. You turn on your lights, you live in the light, so that you can continue to walk into your destiny. Amen? That was section one. I'm going to let you listen to Sister Mary Griffin. She's out of Houston, Texas. And then we're going to go into our phase two and talk a little scientific. I'm going to simplify it for all of us, actually. And then we're going to highlight a couple of verses, and then I'm going to sum it up, and we're going to have announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night. But this is Sister Mary Griffin. She's a background singer for Patti LaBelle. She's out of New Orleans. She was a part of that Katrina, when Katrina hit, and she moved on to Houston. And she's one of the best singers that I've ever heard. And her name is Miss Mary Griffin, and she's singing Shine On Me. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, SoloGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Amen. So that was Sister Mary Griffin. Amen. Sister Mary Griffin. And she's actually in Houston, Texas. Very anointed woman of God. Amen. And so as we get into our about 3-minute scientific lesson, I want you to think about these two words. Reflection. Write that one down. Reflection. Okay. And refraction. Reflection and refraction. And all I want you to do right now, I sent you a small video. And in this video, you was able to see reflection in use by using the periscope. And basically, as we all know, the periscope is a scientific tool and is used in submarines, right, so that they can see what's happening above the surface of the water. When we talk about the water, we're talking about the waves. So if you go to an ocean, right, you will be able to see the change in the waves because the waves are quick, right? Remember when we went to the beach, right, the waves were like, they were standing tall, and I'm serious, and then they would come down, and then they would change directions. Well, a periscope is a great tool to utilize in order to see the changes in these things. And so what God is saying today is reflection. He just wants us to write the word change down, okay? So that's what I want you to know about that. We're not going to get into the physics of this yet because that's not the gist of what God wants us to do, but I had to give that to you so that you could get it in your mind that now we're talking about a shifting. We're talking about a change. We're talking about water. And as we talk about water, you remember that God says write miracle. Write miracle. Okay, you're going to have reflection, change, and miracle. God says that he walked on the water, and there has not been one person that has been able to walk on the water. God says, put power. Amen. I didn't know all this was going to happen, y'all. This is the Holy Spirit, because I would have thought it is. Okay. So reflection is change, miracle, and power. So God says he's the only one that can walk on water. So that's what you need to know about reflection. And God says that the reflection, right, that he's talking about, he says that it should be of God and put God at the end of that. So you have reflection, which is change, miracle, power, God. Those are the things we're going to focus on, and God's going to get a revelation. I didn't know that was coming out of that. Now we're going to look at refraction, okay? We're not talking about a math fraction. We're talking about the scientific method of refraction, which is also on the website as well, okay? When we talk about refraction, it's why water appears shallower than it really is. And what happens is, God says, is a lot of people, when they go to different rivers and things, we have what we call a refraction in which people jump into the water thinking that it's shallow and it's really deep. And so God says put the word deep for refraction. Put the word deep. And God talks about thinking, right? Thinking. Okay? When we look at refraction, if you see in this little diagram below, you see a little boy or a man, he's looking in this fish tank, right? And the fish, right, the water actually looks more shallower than it really is, and the water is really deep, and the fish are at the bottom. And so what happens is the rays of light, right, from the fish are refracted away from the normal as the leaf in the water, right? And so this bending of the light is not registered by the eye, and so it seems like the rays is coming from an imaginary fish higher than the fishbowl, which is really not, right? So therefore, the position of the fish is higher than the real position. Because why? Because once again, with our eyesight, we see here is we see shallow water. But once you stick your hand in that shallow water, you will find out how deep it is. So God says refraction. He says deep thinking. That's the only two words God gave for refraction. Deep thinking. Right? Deep thinking. Now, let's go back to reflection. You can get off that page because this is a spiritual thing now, but God wanted to show, he wanted me to show you those two visuals. When we talk about reflection, there is a great song by Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, one of the artists that I manage, and, you know, she's great with her music. She says, I'm too close to the mirror, right? She's too close to the mirror. We're too close to the mirror, and that's what God is saying in reflection and refraction. We're too close to the mirror to see what God sees in us, right? So when we look at reflection, we're going to focus on that for a few minutes. God says there is a change. He says not only has a change come over you, he says, but a change has come over your situation. God said, this is harvest time. He says, welcome to the harvest. Welcome to your anointing. Welcome to your season. And he talks about a change. He says, there's a change because why? He says, because of the light. He says, you notice that the water is light. It's a thick blue, right? He says, but there is a change in movement, just like the waves. God says there's going to be a shifting. He says there's going to be a change. He says the waves are going one way, but they're going to retract back to truth. And so he talks about a change. So God said expect a change. He says expect a change. Expect your heart to change. Expect your mind to change. Expect a change in your situation. God says expect a change in what your life circumstance is right now. Expect a change in the roller coaster that you've been on. Expect a change in your sleeping habits. Expect a change in the goodness of God. And God says for the good of you. And that's why we talk about the heart. See, this is not for everybody. That's the thing. That's the catch, God says. He says that's why he put water. He says because only certain fish are caught. He says this is only for a few. How do you know if you're in this few? Well, is your heart right? Have you planted good seeds? Have you set people up for success? Have you had a good attitude in your storm? Have you continued to push and move on in spite of? I'm talking to you. God is talking to us. So he says there is a change. He says expect a change in your situation. Then he talks about a miracle. He speaks about this miracle, and it's not a miracle on Elm Street, right? Because a lot of people think about that, a miracle on Elm Street. This is spirituality, a miracle. God says he was the only one. He took us to the water example because he was the only one who walked on water. And God says no other person can do that. No other person can change God's mind. No other person can give the type of favor that surpasses all understanding but God. Nobody can do what God can do but God. Nobody can give things but God. And so God says a miracle. Expect a miracle. He says expect a surprise. We talk about miracles when people are healed. Yeah, we're talking about healing. We're talking about being delivered. We're talking about being set free. We're talking about your situation changing. We're talking about God showing favor on you. We're talking about, yeah, shining the light, like Sister Griffin said, shining the light. Lord, shine, let it shine on me. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the miracle. God said it's going to be things that surpass everybody's understanding, just like life and death. Nobody understands why life and death occurs, and we're going to talk about that. Nobody understands that, but God says that he has the power. He says he's that powerful, and he says the power that he's bringing is stronger than life and death. He says that way nobody can touch it. Nobody can prevent it. Nobody can block it. He says whatever the devil does, it won't work. So speaking of change and the miracles that is going to happen, God talks about the power. Somebody said, a song said, I got the power. But the truth of it is that God has the power. Where at? Both heaven and earth. God says whatever he wants to live will live. Whatever he wants to die will die. And he's proving it every day. I just saw that person. God says he's proving it every day, his power. He says he's taking people out of the darkness and removing them and putting them into the marvelous light. He says he's taking the enemy and casting them away. He says, and then he deals with them as well. He says, well, right now he's not talking about those who cloak in darkness. He's talking and focusing on those who are in the marvelous light. He says the power of God. God says the power of God will surpass all understanding. He says darkness cannot comprehend the light because it's dark. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Because we ask, how in the world did God bless me like that? How in the world did that change like that? How in the world did God show his favor? How in the world? But it's the power of God. It's the power. Then we look at God at the end. God says the reflection is because you are of God. He says you once was in darkness. We all once was in darkness, but now we're in the marvelous light. And the reflection is that we still belong to God even while we was in darkness. He says everybody has walked out of the will of God at least once in their life. Nobody is perfect. He says, but the reflection is of God. He says, that's who you really are. You're really of God. He says, so that's why your circumstance can change. He said, that's why miracles are able to happen. That's why the power of God is bestowed upon your life and upon your situation. That's why God is at the end of your situation. See, God could have easily said, put me first as a reflection. But God says that he is at the end. Why? He says, because when he was crucified, everybody said, that's the end. Jesus is dead. He's gone. He says, but he rose up with all power. You see, we're going back in his hands. God says he was at the end. He was the last man on a totem pole, right? He was buried. He was at the end. He says, but if we let's go back. Let's start with the end in mind. God says he was buried. He was the last. Nobody was thinking about God. They wanted to get rid of him. They wanted to bury him. Then God says, for some reason, on that third day, he got up with power. See that word? We're going backwards. Power within his hands. Everybody looked. They said, Jesus is not here. And they were thinking it's a miracle. And God says that everything changed, his whole situation. No longer was he in a buried tomb, but when he got up, he had all power. He said, and then the reflection was that he was Jesus Christ, and he had all power within his hands. You see how that thing went? For one thing, there was a change, there was a miracle, there was a power in God, and God says even if you start with the end in mind and go backwards, you have God. When he rose up, he had power. Everybody looked at it and say, this must be a miracle. He says that everybody's minds was changed because they knew that this God, our God, had all power within his hands. Reflection, ladies and gentlemen. And God says he can do the same thing with your life. He says, yes, there's a change, whether it's a good or bad change. He says there's a change that happened. He says, but he's performing miracles. He says, and he has the power. Why? Because he is God. And because he is God, God says he has control over our life and death, and he has the last say-so. He says, and even if you start with the end in mind, amen, he says, and you go from God to power to miracle to change, you're still going to have a reflection that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. He says, so when we look at the waves, to sum this little point up, when we look at the waves of the reflection of the waves, God says, yeah, they may be going north this time, right? The enemy may have thought he had you. He says, but God says he know how to turn that thing around, and he know how to give a reflection of who he is, because God is what? Powerful. Think about that. He says he is powerful. He says, so either way you want to go, If you want to start with the beginning and go to the end, God says he's going to still be at the end because he controls life and death. If you want to start with the end in mind, God says that there's still, he's first, he said, and there's still a change. Why? Because we serve a true and a living God. Reflection, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about refraction. God says reflection is deep thinking. It's real deep. And if you notice in that illustration, the man, the boy, was looking at the fish in the fish aquarium, and it seemed like the water was shallow, but it wasn't. The water was deep. And God says, anytime that you are in a situation and you look at that situation and you say, wow, God says to him, it's shallow. He says, because he has all power. God says he's deeper than deep. He says, and when we think about how deep God is, he says, still, darkness cannot comprehend. Still, the enemy cannot comprehend. Still, the naysayers cannot comprehend because it's too deep. There is no comprehension. How is someone able to recover from their demise? And God says, because he's that deep. He says, and God is the only one who's able to do some deep thinking. And nobody, with the naked eye, with the microscope, with the periscope, nobody can see what God sees. Nobody has the power to be as deep as God, where God can fix a situation, where he can fix your circumstance, where he can fix your illness, where he can fix your health, where he can fix whatever it is, and people comprehend it because it's too deep. And God says he meant it for that. And that's why it's called refraction. And God says things appear sometimes and they're really not. And God says because of this, God has put a stamp of approval. And he has said, he has this type of understanding, this type of knowledge, this type of spirituality that surpasses all understanding. And we call it deep thinking. We call it refraction. But God says to him, it's just the power of God moving. It's just the power of God overtaking where people would not be able to comprehend. He says that's just like life and death, because if people was able to have access to the power of life and death that God bestows upon us, because all of us are going to live, all of us are going to die, then God says that people will be with his goodness and his favor and his mercy, and they will begin to distribute his goodness and favor and mercy to all of their friends and people. And God says that those things are reserved. Those are just not handed out freely. So God says with this refraction, he said it's going to be deep. So whatever situation you're going through, whatever it is, it's going to surpass all understanding. Nobody will be able to understand it but God. And everybody will say, that had to be God. How in the world could that happen? And what's going to happen is everybody's going to get quiet. Your naysayers are going to get quiet. Your enemies are going to get quiet. They have no idea. Because, see, what the enemy does, and that's why God showed us this water, the enemy hides up under the surface. Because that's what the enemy does. And everybody has experienced the enemy before, whether you wanted to or not. And so they hide up under the surface. And so God said, that's great. Because anything above ground begins to grow. And so when individuals cloak in darkness, God begins to work on those who are in light. And he says, I will deal with the dark areas, right? And truth will manifest itself. It's nothing you have to force or prove, he says, because truth is going to come to the light anyways, right? And so when you have these two working together, reflection and refraction, and you have God in the mix, that's all you need. Because God's thinking surpasses all of our understanding. And so God says the deep thinking is something that we can't even fathom. We can't even touch, just like life and death. Because if God told us on this day this is going to happen, then we may try to hinder what God has to do. That's why he says deep thinking. There's nobody that's going to be able to comprehend this. And God says the reason why he has life and death and it has so much power, he says it's because people like to tamper with things. But I'm going to tell you like this to sum all this up. When we talk about all this change, miracle, power in God, and deep thinking, God says it's going to hush everybody up, including yourself. Be because nobody's going to understand the favor, grace, and mercy of God. God says this power is more powerful than life and death itself. And I've never seen any power that is powerful, more powerful. And God says this is something that cannot be touched. Period. And so whatever your situation is, God said there's a change. He said there's a miracle, there's power, and of course we have God. He said in the refraction, it has nothing to do with us. It's all about God and his deep thinking. And he said it's going to hush everybody up. And we're going to say, and then they got quiet because God. And so when we look at this, there's hope. God says, keep going, keep moving, keep doing the will of God. Whatever God has called us to do, continue to do it. Continue to be that positive change. Continue to trust in God that he's going to do miracles and he's powerful. And I'm going to tell you like this, whatever you sow, if you have helped people along the way, if you set people up for success, if you have done great unto people, this message is for you. This is your message. This message is for us. Because the whole point in this lesson, and God is saying that he's revealing this, our job is to set people up for success. If we're setting people up for anything else, God says we're going to fall in, but we're going to fall in double. And it's going to hurt us more than it's going to hurt the person that we tried to set up for failure for whatever reason. Could be different variables that's in there. And so God says, this message is for you. But the power that God manifests, the power that manifests from underneath and comes up and shines, God says is a power that is too deep for us to comprehend. Let's go on to our three verses. We're going to look at Romans 12 and 2. And we're going to point out some important things in this. And it says, Romans 12 and 2, this is King James Version. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now then, let's look at this. Let's look at the word as God is giving right now, change. God says, and be not conformed to this world. That means the evil deeds, setting people up for failure or trying to set them up for failure, and you fail at doing it, and then you actually fall in. And be not conformed to the world. That means that anything we do in the world, we should be setting people up for success, right? And so there should be a change of heart if we're doing anything other than that. Be not conformed to the world. Do not be like this evil and dark world. We need to be the light of the world, as we said before. We need to be a reflection, and that reflection is change, expecting miracles from God, understanding the power of God, and understanding that God has the last say-so. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God goes back to refraction, which is deep thinking. Renew your mind and begin to think about your actions before you do them. Begin to think about your actions before you interact with people and how you treat people and what you do on a daily basis. That should be deep thinking. Always think that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Right? And so if we're not conformed to the world and we're walking in the light, we will prove to individuals that we are a reflection of who God is. And because we're a reflection, we have a refraction, which God says that that's the type of power and deep thinking and philosophy and theory that God gives unto us that nobody can touch. And that's Romans 12 and 2. Amen? Amen. Let's look at Isaiah. We're going to look at Isaiah. Isaiah 9 and 2, King James Version. Isaiah 9 and 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. So there were individuals who walked into darkness, right? But now they've seen a great light. When individuals leave from the earth and reach heaven, there is a great light, and that light shines upon them. So death is darkness on earth, but eternal life is the light And that's what we're all trying to reach, eternal life. How do you do that? By setting people up for success, following the commandments, doing what thus says the Lord, and understanding that God is the reflection or should be the reflection of our lives. Okay? Then we look at John 1 and 5. And in John 1 and 5, King James, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Talking about deep thinking, refraction, right? When the light begins to shine in darkness, which means that when all the truth, God shows the truth, and he shows the evil one, he shows plots and schemes and all that, cowardice and all that, God says that the refraction is deep thinking. And so there's no way that those who are in darkness can understand. They cannot comprehend what God is doing because God is that powerful and he's able to shine within the light. He's able to do that. And so that's what we're talking about, that deep thinking, and that deep thinking is only performed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That means that nobody can touch it. All right? All right, so to sum all this up, God gave us an introduction, right? And we basically had an activity in which we were able to label some things that happened in light and darkness. And then God gave us the example of a car, and he said that could be used in both light and darkness. He says, and God is going to always be the light of the world, and we should always depend on him. He says, and but then there's darkness. He says, and we should take the initiative to be the light of the world in a dark world. Then we went on and we played Sister Mary Griffin, and she said, shine on me, and that's our goal. We want the Lord to shine on us. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on us. She's from Houston, Texas. Then we went on, and God gave us examples. He used reflection and refraction, and I gave you the websites. And as we were going through the different synopsis of both of those terms for reflection, God says change, because we were talking about the waves, and I gave you an example of when I went to San Diego Beach and how the waves would go back and forth, and they would change directions, and God says there's a change coming. He says a change in your situation, a change in your life. He says for the good. Then we talk about a miracle. He says a miracle is something that no one can comprehend. Then we talked about the power that God has both on heaven and earth. It's not just in heaven. God has power on earth, and God says he always has the last say-so because he's over life and death. And so God says that either way you look at it, even if you start with the end in mind, you're starting with God first. He says, and he is the Alpha. He says, and if you start, amen, if you start at the beginning, he says he's still Alpha and Omega. He says, because he is the reflection. Amen. God says he comes in many different forms that he's speaking. He says he comes as a reflection. He comes as change. He comes as miracles. He comes as power. God says he just doesn't come only under the auspices of favor. He says, but when your situation changes, when your circumstance changes, when your mindset changes, when your heart becomes renewed, God says that's him. And so a lot of people are expecting some type of storm to come and just brush everybody away. Somebody's expecting some type of cloud to come, and God says he comes in the form of situations. He comes in the form of change. He says he comes in the form that he wants to come in. He says, but in this particular atmosphere, he comes in the form of change. He says, and nobody can comprehend it. Nobody can understand it. He says he begins to, God is showing a chess. He's showing a the game of chess, and God says he begins to move things around. He begins to move in situations. He begins to move like the waves, and he changes directions, and people have no idea what God is doing. And God is saying at that time he's working, and the enemy doesn't understand, because the enemy is in darkness, and that's where they reside, in darkness. And he says in all the plots and the schemes, he says it begins to be like a storm. God is showing Dorothy, and he shows how the tornado came and destroyed all of these things, and he shows how the schemes and plots will be cast away, and he shows how the enemy of the devil began to flee. And God says that he comes just like a tornado, but he doesn't come in the form of tornado. He comes in the form of change. He comes in the form of your daily living. He comes in the form of situations. And God says he comes in the form of getting our attention. He says, but his deep thinking comes by way of different things that manifest, and God does not reveal that. He says it's a mystery. He says, but darkness will not be able to comprehend his coming. And I know that was quick, but God was bringing it, and I was trying to get it out as fast as I could. But the whole point of that, I'm back, y'all. The whole point of that is that God says that his coming is in the form, it comes in many forms. And you will know when he comes. That's all you need to know at this point. Okay? All right. So we had a very good lesson on light and darkness. And I always tell people, I say, look, I said, if you want to really get into the favor, grace, and mercy of God, I said, you have to have a relationship with God. You have to walk with God. You have to spend time with God. And so a lot of people think that you have to do something special. You know, you don't. You just say, Lord, I surrender unto you. That's all you have to say. Or you have to say, Lord, I'm available. You have to make yourself available unto God. And when you make yourself available unto God, God begins to open up doors for you. God begins to do things for you that surpasses all understanding. And so, you know, we have to really be in the realm of the Spirit, in the realm of God, especially when God is talking about, you know, light and darkness. Amen. And we're going to listen. I was looking for this particular song. We're going to listen to Sister Melinda Watts. I think a commercial is going to come on. But we're going to listen to Sister Melinda Watts, and she's going to sing Lord, I'm Available to You, featuring Brother J. Moss. And after which, we'll have announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great night. You're listening to that freetoloveshow.com, solidgospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen. That was Sister Melinda Watts featuring Jay Moss. Available to you. All right. So I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOBE. Also, they can go to AfridaLoveShow.com. That is AlFredaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to do that, okay? Or you can email me, of course, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you listen to the ministry. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, producers, theater writers, anyone in theater, anyone, teachers, leaders, professors, anyone with a positive, uplifting message, please, please, please email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or Facebook me, Alfreda Love, AlFredaLove. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I already have a couple of individuals lined up. Thank you so much. So please be sure to do that. In addition to that, continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and be very specific. Call them by name. Then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Because the prayer of the righteous, yeah, avails much. In addition to that, make sure, now we're going to go over this website because I have a lot of newcomers, and I want to thank y'all so much for getting the word out about this ministry. I have a lot of individuals all over the world who's listening. Thank you so much. AlFredaLoveShow.com. When you go to AlFredaLoveShow.com, that's AlFredaLoveShow.com, AlFredaLoveShow.com, you will see where we have the radio station, and you will see many various pictures because this radio station, we're able to do media, and we're able to connect with many artists, interview many artists, as well as actors and actresses and other individuals, okay? If you go ahead and click on Stellar Gospel Music Radio, okay, you will be right in the studio, all right? If you would like to follow this particular ministry, meaning that every time this ministry comes on, you will receive an alert, an email, what you do is just push follow, which is right under the AlFredaLoveShow.com, okay? You'll see it, AlFredaLoveShow.com, then you'll see follow. All right. Now, a lot of people like to follow on, other sites such as LinkedIn, and that's fine. But if you follow on here, you don't have to have a radio station. But if you want to follow and you want to receive email alerts, then just click on that, StellarGospelMusic.com, and then click on follow. All right. Okay. All right. So you're right in the studio. Great. All right. Now let's go back. All right, if you go back, you'll see on air, then you'll see AlFredaLoveShow.com. And I have in parentheses radio. All you have to do is click on AlFredaLoveShow.com every time we have a particular ministry on, because I usually put it on Facebook as well. And you can actually do the same thing. You can follow. All right? And right now we're live, so there's a live show. All of these particular shows are archived, meaning that you can listen to these shows at any time. That's the thing I like about it. You can listen to them at any time because sometimes we come on in the morning, sometimes we come on in the afternoon, and sometimes late at night. So you can listen to them, to the shows anytime you like. Okay? All right. Let's go back. Right here you see that AlFredaLoveShow.com. I would like to welcome you to this official site. We also have StellarGospelMusic.com. They're twins. They're sister stations. When listening to the ministry show, please select one of the stations and enjoy listening. Be sure to check out the websites, of course, AlFredaLoveShow.com and Stellar Gospel Music. If you would like to contact me about events or anything that you have going on, anything with theater, because we're going to really get some shows out and we're going to get just a lot of talent out, and we really want to work with our youth. If you have any youth projects that we can collaborate with, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have an artist or you are an artist or a writer, producer, community leader, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you need speakers or singers, I have a whole list, and we are willing to be at your disposal. So please be sure to contact me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Once again, if you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you will see that you're right back at the first page of the Stellar Awards. Stellar Awards coming up in Vegas. We will have some pictures, and we will be promoting. We will seek interviews. If you look at the summary of 2017 Stellar Awards, we have Sister Tamela Mann. She's right down the street and around the corner in Dallas, Texas. She has 9 total nominations. We have Brother Travis Green. He has 9 total nominations. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, 7 total. Sister Jacqueline Carr, 5 total nominations. She's one of our young ladies, one of the youth, so let's support her. We have Mr. Todd Delaney, 5 total nominations. We have, of course, the legendary Sister Shirley Caesar, praise God. She has 4 total nominations. We have Sister Brianna. She has 3 total nominations. And we have Lavari with 3 total nominations and Enon Tabernacle with 3 total nominations. Amen. So we have all those individuals. We've had the opportunity to meet many different individuals and to connect and just keep up with and to promote on our page many different individuals. And we thank God for this particular ministry, which allows us to do so. Amen. Then we talk about Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's one of the gospel artists. Of course, her music is also on this page. Be sure to listen to her music. She's been singing gospel since she was a small child. Her grandmother has had a fond impact on her. She was down here for my birthday, not this past year, but the year before that, and we had a great time. So, you know, if you'd like to connect with her, just email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. As far as show interviews and programs, I need to do better, y'all. No, we're going to have some more shows and programs, and I'm going to have some more individuals that I'm interviewing and things of that nature. We have many people who is taking advantage of our tutoring. Yes, we have all subjects, math, science, reading, writing, social studies, history, test certs, all of them. I have individuals who can help with that. They're particular gurus. It's not just me. It's individuals who are really great at those particular areas. Just email me, and I will lead you to the right person. And sometimes it's me, but I will lead you to the right person who's the real guru, okay? And so you can enter your text and your email address. Fitness questions. If you have any fitness questions, be sure to ask me about that. I can help you with that as well. Okay? So that's the AfridaLoveShow.com. If you have any questions, let me know. All right. StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. If you would go to that page with me, StellarGospelMusic.com. All right. On this particular page, what we have here is a website. This is going to be our radio site. I continuously say that, but it is. We're working on it, and it's a you know, a work in progress. But here you'll see that if you click on Number One Love Radio once again, you will be in the studio. You will see many different pictures that we've had the opportunity to have as we attended the Stellars because of media. Basically, we have new gospel music projects. This needs to be changed as well. But we have many new gospel projects that we're going to add to this website. And, of course, we have Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. And then, of course, we have our magazine here that's going to actually go online. Also, one of the artists who will be in Las Vegas with us, she was actually featured on Empire, and you can see her in the back. So we have the opportunity to interview her in person. Then, of course, Sister Yolanda Adams, her show is not new anymore, but please continue to listen to her show. Also, if you want to submit new music, please be sure to do that, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also, theater. If you're in theater and you have any theater projects or things of that nature, email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you want to connect with me, Facebook, AfridaLove, Instagram, AfridaLove, LinkedIn, AfridaLove. With this particular ministry, we're going to get back on track. Sundays, the spoken word Mondays is we always have the heart surgery. Tuesdays, we usually have our study guide, and Wednesdays is our prayer. Then Thursdays, we usually have our billboard, and Fridays, we have interviews and things of that nature. So please be sure to stay in touch and enjoy the pictures and things of that nature. We'll have some more pictures, God's will, this year as we go and spend the weekend at the Stellar Music Awards. About us. As you all know, this is an international radio station. We have many different listeners from all over the country, and we appreciate that very much. Once again, you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com. Here are some of our featured shows, and we have some more featured shows that you can listen to as well. But every show is archived. So if you want to listen to the shows, then just know that every show is archived. If you'd like to contact me, put your name, your email address, your subject and message, and please click submit. If you do not click submit, then I will not receive your message, okay? As far as the services, of course, we have blog radio, we have events, we have speaking, we have books, and, of course, we service media. That's our top priority. Then, of course, we're going to add events around the world as well, okay? All right, I want to welcome each and every one of you who have just joined the ministry or just joined my network. Thank you so much for that. Also, once again, I want to shout out to all of the theaters in Dallas and the theaters all over the world, actually, because I would like to get with some of you and talk about productions and bringing some productions to Waco as well as Bellmead, as well as talking about some writing and things of that nature, screenwriting and bringing more Christian, I'm on a plight to bring more Christian-themed movies to the big screen. That's my major long-term goal that I've been working on. But any type of individual with an uplifting and powerful, powerful message, just email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com, okay? But once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We have many more individuals who just joined. If you missed some of the ministry, that's A-OK because, as I said before, the beauty of all this is everything is archived. So you really didn't miss anything. Just know that everything is archived, okay? And so once again, I want you guys to remember to be sure to pray at the ninth hour. Be sure to do that. And to thank God. You know, you don't have to get on your knees, of course. You know, everybody's probably on a schedule. But God says, remember me. And we're talking about remember God, not remember me. But remember God. And just pray unto God and thank God in advance because God is doing some great things. And like the revelation that was revealed today, you know, God is still into the miracle business. He's still into the reflection business. And so we just have to lean and depend on God. And that's the only person that we depend on is God because God will never fail. And he has never failed. Amen. Once again, I want you guys to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we work on our hearts, because I'm going to tell you like this, and this is our little secret because I have, you know, y'all are listening. Y'all are supposed to know this. God is really looking at the heart. You understand what I'm saying? God is, you know, God has called us to do things. He's called us out in the community. God did that. But God says, I'm really looking at your heart. He says, your heart has to be right before you go deal with people. And that's on a daily basis, y'all. We just do this on Mondays, but every day of our lives, it should be a renewal. It should be refreshing. And God says that it does not matter. I'm going to tell you this. He says, if our hearts are dirty, our good deeds will be null and void. And God will say, depart from me, thou work of iniquity. If we have planted, and this, I'm telling y'all this, if we have planted any seeds that will cause somebody to stumble, that will cause somebody to fall, that will cause somebody to not be successful, God says, woe is person. We have to pray. And our hearts have to be right. God says you can't have a dirty body. You can't have a dirty heart and do something clean for God because it's null and void. Why? Because your heart is not right. You can go out there right now and donate $1 million. But if your heart is not right, if you try to set somebody up for failure, it means absolutely nothing. Your heart has to be right first. And God says especially, and this is God, revelation, y'all. I'm just talking to my group. I'm talking to y'all. This is the secret. God said the revelation. He says, especially my anointed. He says, it matters not what it is. If you have set God's anointed, or try to, he says, you can't take a dirty heart and try to cover it with something clean from God. because it's null and void. And God says, depart, go away, get away, thou worker of iniquity. We must cleanse our heart and ask God to forgive us. That's number one. And we must be honest about it. And we must get it right. Because God says that faith without works is dead. And God is not taught, he says, faith in the heart. He says if you have faith in the heart, there's no way that you would have time to be planting seeds for other people so that they can fall, so they can stumble. There's no way if you have faith. And people think that faith, he said, yeah, faith is of a mustard seed. He says, but that's the seed that you plant. So if you plant a bad seed, you don't have faith. Oh, my God. I didn't even know this was coming. He said, so, yeah, we can plant seeds. We can plant seeds so that when people walk, they stumble and fall. But God's not going to allow them to be down for a long time. He says, but in the meantime, the planters of the seed, he said, woe is you. For every hole that you dug, you're going to have to cover it. And every good deed that you do without forgiveness from God, without repenting to God, it will be null and void. Everything that we touch, if our heart is not right, he says, it's going to be a demise. It's not going to be successful. Man. So God said, yeah, everybody has a dark day. And everybody can look and talk about everybody else's dark day, but when your dark day comes, God says he guarantees that you will be quiet. So we must expect the coming of God. God says, don't harden your hearts. He says, don't get the big head because God is showing favor on you. Don't get the big head because God said a change is coming. Don't get the big head because God says his power is greater than heaven and earth. He says, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being positive. Keep keeping on. Keep going. Because what the devil meant for evil, he says, God is turning it around for good. He says, and everybody, all the naysayers, God says, all the messy people, will be quiet because they will know there was nobody but God. Because favor doesn't have a price tag. Favor doesn't have an expiration date. It's when God wants it to expire. And God says that when he's talking about favor, just like life and death, he says the doctor may say one thing. He says, but God's favor may say another. That's God's favor. He talks about the power, the overpowering, overcoming. He talking about rising up again. I challenge you to read the story about when Jesus was crucified. He was falsely accused and then he's crucified. He's hung on the cross. And they knew Jesus was gone. They knew they had him. They thought. For some reason, that third day, they was like, man, where's Jesus at? Jesus, he rose with all power in his hand, both, what, heaven and earth. Man, how you do that? The power of God. So, all I'm saying is this particular message is for those who are planting good seeds, those who are setting people up for success. This message is for you. But those who are setting people up for failure, or trying to dig holes, whatever, craftiness of the devil, God says, woe is you. For all of your deeds will not prosper. And everything you do that's good shall be overpowered. Because our hearts are not right. I'm telling you, this is a season of the heart. And God says if it's not right, nothing you do will prosper. Every door that you knock on, nobody's going to open it because your heart and because God's not going to authorize it to be open. Because why? He says, because I have power of life and death. And we don't glorify. You don't glorify in anybody's storms. You don't glorify because the enemy has to go and cover every hole they dug for you. You don't do that. You keep moving and you keep praying to God. You don't worry about, you know, God, did you get them? Did you make them? Go cover up. No. Because you're just as guilty when you do that. God says, vengeance are mine. He didn't say, vengeance are yours. He says, they're mine. And so you let God take care of that. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to say anything. You just keep on. And you let the cold winds blow from the east to the west. We've seen that in the army. And you don't worry about anything. I told you about the birds. I said, the birds, they go about every day. I mean, at least once a day, you're going to hear the birds singing. And they have no clue, no idea what's ahead. All they know is God supplies all of their needs. And that's how God wants us to be. And we should be at that place. We should get to that place. There was a song that said, only the strong survive and the wise excel. And we're not talking about strength, lifting weights. A lot of people think you lift a lot of weight. No, we're talking about the heart. How strong are you in the heart? We talked about that. We talked about that. And we're going to get into that particular subject as well. How to become strong in the heart. Man, this is an evil world, I'm telling you. Very few people that you find that is really, that sets you up for success. And when you find those individuals, you keep them. Right? And so when you find that individual, those individuals, you better hang on tight. Amen? Amen. And that's my plight. I always tell people that. You know, God has blessed my life, and it's not bragging, it's being honest. And I don't have time to cut other people's trees down. I don't have time to dig ditches. My life is way too busy. And I don't want God mad at me. And I don't want to have to face the consequences of God for digging ditches, because it's going to be worse. And so I don't do that. Every person that I encounter, I always find the best in them. And I've never, and I will never, no matter what, dig a ditch for somebody, because God has already revealed what happens to ditch diggers. And I don't want to be in that number. Mm-mm. No. But the good thing about it, y'all, is God says that if you belong to him and if you in him, he said, you may stumble, but you're not going to fall. He said, you're going to rise again. He said, and every now and then you need a little rest. God is good, isn't he? And he's worthy to be praised. Be sure, God's will on tomorrow. Begin thanking God, praising God at 3 o'clock. As I said before, you don't have to stop what you're doing and get on your knees and start praying, because people are going to look at you like, what in the world? Well, Dr. Love, Afrita told me to get. No, I didn't tell you that. All I said was remember God, say thank you, God. And if you can say a little prayer, you don't have to close your eyes when you pray. Just pray unto God, you know. When I was in the military and we'd get on those hard obstacles, I'd be praying to God, to myself, and I made it over those obstacles. When you go out through your day, pray to God. When you wake up in the morning, and I say this all the time, when your feet hit the floor, when your feet hit the floor, you should be happy. There is no reason that you should wake up being angry. Then when you get in your car, you still mad. And God will bless you. Then when you get to your place of work or you get to wherever you're going, you still mad. Then when you get out of your car, God bless you now. He blessed you to make it to where you're going, right? You get out of your car, you walk up to wherever you're going, you mad. God will bless you. He kept you. You're able to go somewhere. And when you get in, you still mad. Man, instead of being thankful, amen, thankful for the moment, right? We never know when God's going to call us. You be thankful for every second. You don't have time to be mad. And if you need to be mad, say, okay, I'm going to be mad from 1 o'clock to 1:01. That's it. That's the only mad you get. If you mad 8 hours, you just wasted 8 hours of your life of God's favor, grace, and mercy. Have a good attitude. If you don't like what you're doing, by golly, do something else. Do what you like. If whatever it is making you miserable, find your happiness, whatever it is. We don't know how long we have. That's the thing. We have no idea how long we have on this earth. God already said he's over life and death. He says he has the power. So why not be happy? And I'm not saying that everything, you know, everything is just, because it's not going to be. Right? Let's just be real about it. But have a good attitude about it. Be a good sport about it. Look at the bright side about it. Because things are going to happen that's not just, but you can't get in a panic and uproar and get everybody else all stirred up. But when you wake up, I dare you to be happy. Try being happy 8 hours. Being happy 8 hours, as I said before, doesn't mean that you smile at everything, because everything is not something that needs to be smiled at or laughed at. But your heart should be happy. I'm telling you, man. I mean, seriously, every day. I'm for real. My goal, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to find that happiness somewhere. I'm going to be happy because I don't have time to be worried, upset. I don't have time for that. That's not in my schedule. I don't have time for that stuff. Life too short, and I have one life to live. Lord. So be happy. Enjoy life. I mean, we only have one, so you might as well enjoy it and have fun, right? Okay, but anyway, come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the heart. And I want y'all to be happy, all right? And I want you to be genuinely happy. Don't be giving those fake smiles. Somebody say, hi, good morning. Don't do all that. Good morning. It is a good morning because you are still alive. God didn't have to wake us up. And here's another challenge. I'm only giving it to my listeners. Listen, because I want y'all to be good. Listen. All right, check this out. I don't care if you're an entrepreneur, if you work on a 9-to-5, whatever you do. All tomorrow, all right? Okay, so Miss Ayana said Wednesday is a no-whining Wednesday. That means you cannot whine about anything. Monday, since it's the start of the day, since it's the start of the week, there is no complaining on Monday. I don't care what it is. All right? If you're taking a test, students, college, this is to what? No. This is a challenge, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Man, I'm tired. I didn't get enough sleep. We done lost the hour. But I'm going to make the best of this. Man, they hard-headed. They may be hard-headed, but you have an opportunity to help them get unhard-headed. You have an opportunity to be the light of the world. Man, tell me I have to do this again? Yes. Practice makes perfect. Man, I have to run 10 miles? Yes. You have a race in about a week that you need to prepare for. Man, I don't want to eat this. Well, if you don't want to eat it, just do the best you can. Go fast and pray, and that'll take care of everything. So whatever you do, not complain. Monday for this group that listens, and it's actually, oh my God, it's 350 people on here. All right, I thought it was only 110. Oh Lord, I'm talking to more of y'all. Okay, all right, listen. So Monday, all right, is a day in which there is no complaining. It don't matter what it is. Monday is have a good attitude. All right, we're going to start with 2 days a week. Wednesday, Sister Ayana said, there is no whining. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get tough. So you want to whine and all that. You got to have a strong mind. And you have to say, problem solved. How am I going to make this a good situation? All right? So tomorrow, no complaining. Man, I have, and it's gonna, I'm telling you, you're going to catch yourself. Because you're going to be like, man, whoo, again? And I'm guilty of that too. You're going to catch yourself, right? No complaining. Problem solve. Part of being successful is problems, being able to problem solve, right? Stop getting the easy way out and just avoiding the situation or giving a situation. No, problem solve. How can you solve this problem? Okay? All right. So Monday, I'm telling you, because we're going to forget, and I may forget too, and I'm asking God to remind me, Monday, no complaining, Alfreda. All of my listeners, 350 y'all on here, no complaining. I don't care what happens. No complaining. None. I didn't say everything was going to be good. I said, but I always look at the positive. We're going to start on Monday. And pretty soon we're going to get good at this, right? We're going to start doing it all day. And that way, when you're around people, you can be the light. You don't have to be, you know, it's like, you don't have to be I mean, when people see you coming, they're like, oh, man, I'm going to be miserable today, you know. I mean, seriously, you don't want to be that person, right? It's like, oh, man, because I know good and well. No. Uh-uh. So Mondays, every Monday, right, you God is good. No complaining. I want you to just think about God. Every time you get ready to complain, every time there is a situation, I'm serious, whatever it is, and sometimes it's going to happen fast, I just want you to say Jesus. Just think Jesus to yourself. Jesus. I'm serious. It works every time. All right? Wednesday, no whining. That means, you know, in other words, that's basically means don't complain. Just do what you have to do and give it 150%. Be happy. Be excited. Follow your passion. Follow your dream, whatever you want to do. Because if you're not following your passion, your dream, then most of the time, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be happy. And it's hard to fake happy. Right? So we get to the point where it's time to start being a reflection of who God is. It's time to start being a light of the world. It's time to start helping rather than hindering progress. It's time to start being positive rather than negative. There are going to be situations in which, yeah, you might say some things, but at the same time, think about the good aspects. And every person that you meet, every person that you see, it doesn't matter where you are, the grocery store, wherever you are, there's some good in that person. There is one, at least one good thing in that person, seriously. And you have to think about that, right? We don't have time to dig ditches for people. We don't have time for all that stuff. We are about kingdom business now from this day forward. We have to do better. And I'm serious about the simple fact, and I'm talking to y'all because y'all inbox me and asking questions. Yes, I want y'all to be happy. I'm serious about the fact that we as Baptists, Catholics, we have to do better. We're not getting out talking to our people. And you don't have to continuously force people and talk about God. But what you talk about is the positive things about life. You have people who are depressed, people who are going through things. There are certain people. And therefore, we have to be the light of the world. And my take is, what I do is I hold events, or I'll go out to the parks all over Waco, or I'll go out of town to parks, like to different parks. And we'll have food and all that great stuff, and it's like whoever want to come, because we don't force people to Christ. Either you want to be with Christ or you don't. Either you want eternal life or you don't. It's just how we feel. But we like to connect. We like to reach people, right? And it's like come whoever may. Whoever would like to hear, let them hear, right? And so that's the thing that we do. But we have to do a better job at that, because this world is dark. And God spoke, we need to really pray for our youth all over this world. We really do. And we really need to, if God has spoken something into our lives, then we must share it with the youth. We must share it with the adults, because we make and uproot and we make and save. Amen? Amen. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, because it's very important that we all have a heart transplant. As I said before, if you have any theater projects or any projects, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Remember, tomorrow is the day in which we don't complain. We give 100, whatever you do. Whether you stay at home, whether you're an entrepreneur and you have your own business, whether you're working on a job, wherever you are, you give 150%. You do your very best. There's no complaining. If you're not happy, if you can't give 150%, then go find your happiness, because that means that there's a hindrance wherever you are. Amen? Amen. So we don't have time. Time is ticking. We don't have time to dig ditches. We don't have time to do any of that, because Jesus is coming and he's looking at what we're doing. And we have to continuously plant good seeds so that we can harvest good things into our lives. Amen? Amen. Now, if someone asks you with that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them, and you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Albert. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.